Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Thank you, Father. Pray in the Spirit for a moment. For every family here, for those watching us on the web, we bless you. Connect. Say, worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Where you need a breakthrough, claim it. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We are praying right now for children out there who have had surgery. There is someone, lady, she's battling Parkinson's. The Lord is touching you right now. We give you praise, Lord. Jesus' name. Young boy with cystic fibrosis, the Lord's power is coming over your lungs right now. We give you praise, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Restoration for every home. Amen. Amen. Say thank you, Lord. And you can test yourself. I saw several backs being healed. Hallelujah. And there's someone who was not able to go work. You may be seated. Thank you. Glory to God. We also want to thank the Lord for answering so many multiple thousands of people's prayers with the rescue, amazing rescue of that time, Thai team. Everybody called it. I mean, worldwide, they're all, whatever news source, they called it a miracle. Because they were really pretty well sure that they would lose two or three of those kids. And God did give a miracle. Praise God. And the thing I want to point out is that the people, it was a team from across the world. It was British divers who found them that had been lost. Well, almost 9 days. They didn't hear where they were. And they thought they had died or something. And gosh. There they were. And then Australian doctor found the key to how to get them out and turned the plan all around. They were going to bring out only the strong ones first. He said, no, do the weak ones. And then he found the exact little medication to bring them where they wouldn't get panic attacks going underwater. And just amazing thing. When the Pacific Fleet, U.S., Pacific Command was, President Trump released people to go and help them. And then, people all over. Israelis sent them special communication things that were secure, that it was highly secure, military secret kind of thing. And they gave them the material so they could, the Navy SEALs could communicate underwater. Just a lot of cooperation. It's a lesson for us that we are a team. The more we work together, different people had different gifts. That you don't have to have everything. That we need each other in the body of Christ. So whatever strength you have, whether it's prayer, or whether it's serving, or whether it's audio visual, or it's lighting, or it's staging, or it's makeup, it doesn't matter. I mean, different ways. You know, when we were in TV, boy, we had to have makeup on. They spent more time on me than on Bonnie, but no, not really. But hey, anything to preach the gospel, however we can come together. They even put special kind of lipstick on me. Thank you, Jesus. All righty. Glory to God. But we say thank you, Lord. I want you to turn to 2 Samuel chapter 6. And I've been hovering on this ever since May 14th, the United States was the first major nation to move its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Before then, for so many years, the Muslim Arab nations had threatened people, don't you move your embassy, that Jerusalem, da da da, all that kind of stuff. But this president said, we have said over and over all these years, we're going to move our embassy to Jerusalem. We are going to make it happen. Make it so, number one. Whatever. But they moved. It happened. After all the presidents who had come and promised. And this is something. There are two major scriptures. God said to Abraham, I'll bless those who bless thee. And in Psalms it says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, wholeness, shalom. Pray for the shalom, the wholeness of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. So there is a, as we bless Israel and as we bless and help the wholeness of Jerusalem, God has promised a special kind of prosperity and restoration. So there is something major, and this is the, in 1948, Israel was restored after 2,000 years to be recognized as a nation. And again, there are scriptures that God had promised that I was going to do this, that the it says in Ezekiel 11, for example, and then there are so many scriptures in Jeremiah, others. Therefore say, this is what the sovereign Lord says, I will gather you from the nations, bring you back from the countries where you have been scattered, and I will give you back the land of Israel again. So the from many nations, Bonnie and I were involved in helping to see that the Jews who wanted to immigrate from the Soviet Union, we were able to raise millions of dollars, literally, to help our ministry. We helped to bring the Jews home from the Soviet Union, who had been held captive, basically. And once Gorbachev allowed it, we had the privilege, Bonnie and I were taken by the Israeli agencies when we were in Israel, to be there present for the first flight that came out of with the, bringing the Jews who were held behind the Iron Curtain home. And we got to hug them. And I think our newsletter this month has produced some of those pictures. And you can see them. It was in 87, I believe, that we were involved. So this is all of that to say that is the restoration of Israel goes parallel with the restoration of the church. So when you see something happening majorly in the 1900s, and reference Fiddler on the Roof, for example. At the end of Fiddler, some of them, as they have to evict from Russia, where are you going? We're going back to Palestine. We're going back to our homeland, Israel. And so that's 1900 about the Jews and Israel. And then on this side, in the early 1900s, we have the Azusa revival that touches almost every other nation. The power of the Holy Spirit is released. Then in 1948, the restoration of Israel, recognition from around the other nations, 1948. And at that time, parallel, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, Billy Graham crusades, and major response in cities from the great revivals from Bradham to A. Allen to Oral Roberts and all of the great outpouring, culminating in the charismatic outpouring in the early 60s. So that's the time. 1967, Jerusalem comes back into the possession, the whole of Jerusalem being able to be restored to the Jewish people. At the same time, we have the charismatic outpouring. So there are, as the parallel thing, historical, first in the natural, then in the spiritual, the Bible says. So natural Israel gets blessed, but same time, the church will be blessed. And you, and your family will get an extra dose, an outpouring of signs, wonders, miracles, breakthroughs. And that is that special promise of prosperity as we bless Jerusalem, that as we see, so there is this kind of restoration now that is almost has supernatural elements in it as we see America's economy reviving almost like overnight. Whoever wants to employ it, I don't know whether you've seen it, you go around in different Lowe's or different big stores and they're saying vacancies, apply it within. So, I mean, we're not seeing this for many years, and this is some of the lowest unemployment in decades. And in African-American communities, some of the lowest in Hispanic communities. I mean, it's the lowest in history for some of our communities. So it's why is that? And you can, as spiritual people, as kings and priests, it says God has changed through the Lamb and through his blood. Your identity, first of all, has been changed. It does not matter what your background was, what kind of family you broke through, what kind of problems there were. Now, through the blood, your identity has been changed. No one, no power of the enemy can take that identity away. You are born again. You are a child of God. You are a king and a priest. And your children have that identity. They are going to be the head and not the tail. Above only and not beneath. And we need to prophetically speak those blessings and press in for that, because it is something that God wants you to take possession of and be in that identity and remain. So it is one of the things that John the Baptist talks about, the coming Lamb, the coming, behold the Lamb of God. And how do you identify me? So on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain. He is the one. So we have learned about some aspects of descending, but we have not learned as a church and as individual families that we need to home in on the fact it is not just a one-time experience. We are determined, and it's a measure of our character. Can you hold on to the anointing? Hold on to the power. Hold on to the presence of God. And as we do so, then generations are blessed. In some ways, we are living off of the blessings of past generations in America, because America founders said, we are going to be a Christian nation. We're going to be founded on Judeo-Christian principles. And so therefore, and it's a challenge for our generation, challenge for you and I. We are going to hold on to all these values, and our children are going to be trained in that also. So in that context, then, I wanted to talk a little about, this is just, but what happens as they bring the ark back to Jerusalem, that this is, and as a further assignment to do more research on this, I would recommend you go back and see the original Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark. I can't be kept informed because both my sons work in Hollywood. Ben works with Disney. So anyway, so they're now planning. I hope I'm not really, better shut my mouth because sometimes I know some things. But they are planning on the new Indiana Jones movie. So, but the original one, Raiders of the Last, it was talking about the Ark of the Covenant, which carried the presence and the glory of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So this is talking about the ark. Now the reason the Lord renewed and said, you better look at this, because as your nation, as America has blessed Jerusalem, Israel and Jerusalem. So by the way, I have a coin, I think it's in my Bible bag, that someone gave me, and it has a coin that has the face of Cyrus the king, who released after 70 years. Cyrus, God told him he needed to release the children of Israel, bring them back to see that Jerusalem is restored. And then President Trump, his face is on this coin commemorating, printed in Israel, because he is the other king or ruler that after 70 years of his founding, he brought the embassy of the most powerful nation in Jerusalem. So here we can learn a few things here. It says, again, verse 1, David gathered all the choice men of Israel, 30,000. Say 30,000. Now, usually always in the big crowd, they would count in that time frame. The tradition was count the men, and the women automatically counted. So there would be 60,000 approximately in that crowd. And David arose and went with all the people who were with him from Baal Judah to bring up from there the ark of God, whose name is called the name, the Lord of hosts, who dwells between the cherubim. So the presence is called the Lord of hosts, the Lord of the captain of armies, Jehovah Sabaoth. That's one of the titles, seven titles of Jesus Christ. So they set the ark of God on a new cart, brought it out of the house of Abinadab. So many years it was under the authority, came under, it's a long story, but it took Philistines, took possession of it through different things. And the Lord said, I belong to my people, Israel, to the covenant people. We are covenant people now. Through the blood of Jesus, we have made a blood covenant. This morning I told you. This means you have a blood covenant with Jesus Christ. We are part of the team of God's people. By the way, so you mess with God. And one of the things that the Philistines got their lesson, he gave them the biggest case of hemorrhoids. That's among many other things that happened. So you could pray. It would be a scriptural prayer that the Philistines, or the Philistines who do war against the Israelis, can release hemorrhoids on them. I'm thinking maybe we forgive and go through and release the blood of Jesus. But this is something you can consider. And they brought it out of the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill accompanying the ark of God. And Ahio went before the ark. Then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord on all kinds of instruments of fir wood and harps, stringed instruments, tambourines on sistrums. I don't know what sistrums are. It's sisters play sistrums, I suppose, and on cymbals. And when they came to Nachon's threshing floor, Uzzah put his hand to the ark of God, took hold of it, for the oxen stumbled. Then the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah, and God struck him there for his error. And the people who should have listened to the instructions of the word of God of how to move the ark had not. They needed to do homework. And so just think, and that's why I referred to Indiana Jones. The movie was called Raiders of the Lost Ark. He tries to explain to these professors what the ark meant, that this was, wherever the ark was, enemies better of Israel, better be careful, because, I mean, they would be destroyed, no question. So this is the creator of the earth, the whole God of all the galaxies. He said, I'm going to put my presence in the ark. So the ark means the presence of God. It signifies the literal presence of God. And that's the energy that created the planetary system. Well, just think, it's right there. And Uzzah didn't do it purposely, but he touches that ark, and it's the electrical current of the whole universe is in there, basically, if I can put it in my own words. And zoop, he is zapped. So they need to relearn how to move the ark. And David was upset because of the ark Lord's outbreak against Uzzah. And he called the name of the place Perez Uzzah to this day. David was afraid of the Lord that day, and he said, how can the ark of the Lord come to me? So David would not move the ark of the Lord with him into the city of David, but David took it aside into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. So Obed-Edom, the Gittite, is a Gentile. He's not a Jew. And yet, verse 11 is very important. The ark of the Lord remained in the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite, 3 months. And the Lord blessed, in my version, the Lord blessed the socks out of Obed-Edom. The Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all his household. And it was such a blessing, such outstanding presence and glory and blessing that the whole of Israel heard about the unique, awesome things that were happening in the house of Obed-Edom. That's why I was starting this talk or whatever. However, it'll be a few more times I want to share on this because it's so quickened. Because this is the ark. There's something about the ark and the presence in this time frame as we moved up our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. We are living in that season that God is releasing the blessing of the ark. And I want to declare and I want to say for each of you, Lord, as for me and my house, we welcome the ark. May the ark of the Lord's presence dwell in my house so that everything I touch, everything my children touch, everything is blessed. My sheep are blessed. My camel are blessed. My servants are blessed. If they have children that are autistic, they're going to become healed completely. And we have seen that over here. We have seen non-verbal autistic children start speaking instantly right here. And some of you have been here. We have seen David, the son of our friend, who was non-verbal, and they said he was severely autistic. Now remember, Daniel, praying for him and giving him that healing CD, Healing from on High. I told his mom, play this. And the next day he woke up and he was talking. And his mommy kept on playing that and 2-3 years wouldn't quit. And then he was transferred. He was so brilliant. He was... whatever oppression there was, God delivered him from that, and the presence of the glory hit that house and hit him so that he was now considered a genius, and he's in the genius school. And so Bonnie knows this incident where after several years of my hearing my voice, he said, Mom, I want to see the talking man, because I talk to him every night. And so they came from Washington, D.C. to come visit me. And I took him out to lunch. And he, for 5 years, is nonverbal, wouldn't say anything. And he talked so much. I said, Daniel, listen to me. Shut up. But, you know, it's wonderful, wonderful miracle. But what did that? The presence of the glory, the Lord, as... the Lord is present. So the ark, it represents the presence and the power, the anointing of the King of Glory. And so it made King David jealous and the whole of Israel jealous in a good way, saying, we want that blessing. So it was told King David, saying, the Lord has blessed the house of Obed-Edom. Now, what I want you to do, write that verse down. This is one of your homework assignments. And say, the Lord has blessed the house, and put your name in. All right? Hallelujah. The Lord has blessed the Chavda house. The Lord has blessed the Chaplinsky house. The Lord has blessed the Nykum house. The Lord has blessed Melanie Tinley and her home. I mean, put your name in there. Glory to God. And all that belongs to him said, all that belongs to me because of the ark of God, that which is the presence. So today, we are once again, may the blessings of the house of Obed-Edom be over your house. How many of you want the presence and the power of God in your house? Say, Lord, we welcome you. You are welcome in my house. And the house of prayer, the church. Lord, you are welcome in your church. Amen? So we welcome that in Jesus' name. And then the thing goes on. So it was when those bearing the ark of the Lord had gone six paces that he sacrificed oxen and fatted sheep. That was the way that should have been done before. Then David danced before the Lord with all his might, and David was wearing a linen ephod. Basically, the point here is not people have said, well, maybe he was like the guys at Braveheart, you know, which I won't go into details for. But he took off his kingly robes and wore just a simple priest's outfit. And because he just wanted to humble himself, because the King of Glory was coming and we were restoring his presence into Jerusalem. And at that time then, then David offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before the Lord. So they brought the ark of the Lord, set it in its place in the midst of the tabernacle that David had erected. And when David had finished offering burnt offerings and peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. So Obed-Edom, see that? Obed-Edom blessed. David and the people, through David, they are blessed. He blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts. So then he distributed among the people, among the whole multitude of Israel, both the men and the women, to everyone a loaf of bread, a piece of meat, and a cake of raisins. So all the people departed, everyone to his house. Then David returned to bless his household. See, the word bless. And if you want an amplification of what that meant, go to Deuteronomy 28. And it says, you know, you'll be blessed in the city and in the country. The fruit of your body will be blessed. Your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren will be blessed. Your bank account, your storehouse will be blessed. If any enemy comes against you one way, they have to flee seven different ways. So don't be afraid of any enemy forces, any attack on your finances. We are going to prophetically claim the presence, the ark of the Lord is in my house. When the Lord filled that house with the Holy Spirit and they started praying in tongues, that the ark has now come. It's been restored now in his church and in his believing community of people washed in the blood of Jesus. The presence of the Lord is in within us. And that's why for me, my opinion is part of that is the ability God supernaturally gave. I remember that so distinctly in 1972 when sovereignly I was bad. I was brokenhearted. My mother was dying of cancer. I had no money to go see her. And I went to bed weeping. And in the morning, in that night, he filled me with the Spirit. And when I woke up, I was speaking and singing in tongues and couldn't stop all day. And the Lord filled me with his presence. And then by the end of the week, the Lord, it's a long story, but the Lord had told me to pray for your mother now. And the news came, she was totally cancer-free and lived 26 more years. So as the presence comes, as the Lord fills us with the Holy Spirit, it means the presence of the Lord, what ark came is resting with us. And there will always be repercussions. I remember when I got filled with the Spirit. So I was at that time, most of my friends were Baptist, fundamentalist Baptists. So that was the church I attended. And they thought Some of you, I don't know how many of you have experienced that when you started in your new walk with the Holy Spirit, they thought you were crazy and gone off, right? How many of you have experienced that? Some of you were in certain of those churches that thought you had gone off your rocker. That doesn't matter. Fine, whatever you say. I am blessed. So someone heard Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, "How glorious was the king of Israel today, uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants, as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself." So David said to Michal, "It was before the Lord who chose me instead of your father and all his house to appoint me ruler over the people of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore, I will play music before the Lord, and I will be even more undignified than this. You watch me. If you think that was bad, I'll be even worse. I'll be humble in my own sight. But as for the maidservants of whom you have spoken, by them I will be held in honor." Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death. So it was, you disdain the things of the Lord, of his presence, of his glory. If you don't understand, just zip your lip, because Michal was struck barren because she disdained the worship and her husband. I mean, she just criticized. Anyway, so, and this is part of the key, that the Lord blessed Israel, the Lord blessed David. And above all, today, I'm saying, may the blessing of the house of Obed-Edom rest on you, on me. May the blessing come. So I'll point this out, because I will bring this to a conclusion, that number one, you see this with David, you see that with Obed-Edom, and in some ways now you see it with Israel, is that we are blessed to be a blessing. Okay. Say, I am blessed to be a blessing. So, I mean, if some may say, well, you're talking so much about blessing. It's because, hey, I'm choosing blessing for me and my house. I don't want to be barren. I don't want to be unfruitful in my work and be negative. I want to be positive. I am blessed. I don't know about you, but out of the abundance, then we can give to people. We can share. We are sharing the gospel to the nations. We help feed the poor in Israel and help take care of orphans around the world. And I'm glad, as God gives us abundance, we can give more. So, and the by the way, as Obed-Edom's house and people noticed it, if the Lord, there are certain disciplines that I just want to say to you that we can do as we say we are congruent to the house of Obed-Edom. We can do tangible things to honor God in our household. May the Bibles be prominent. Let them be in every room, however you want to say it, but let there be some Bible and some Bible literature in your house. Don't bring occult objects into your house. We used to, as our children were growing up, we would read the Bible every night before they would go to bed. And when they could read, we had helped them read the Bible. And I would do a big show of enacting the Bible, become a horse or Balaam's donkey. One of them had to act it out after a little while. And different things, so it makes colorful. We used to have marches every night. Especially the Saturday, Friday and Saturday, we would have our tithe in our hand and we would march through the house. So making it a point that these are some of the wonderful things of God we can do. So they grew up with these values, and the values are according to what I thought would be the house of Obed-Edom. Honor the tithe, honor the church, honor the pastors, honor the leaders, honor people, white ushers, as a model to our children. And the last thought, I'm just going to summarize this, but you find that as this is so cute, that if you turn to about the same story and First Chronicles, this is, I'm ending this here, that as First Chronicles 16, it says, King David appointed some of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, to commemorate, to thank, and to praise the Lord God of Israel. And Asaph, Zechariah, Jalil, Shemoreth, Jehal, Matthiah, and all of the Eliab, Benaiah, and who else? Obed-Edom. So he was appointed to help do the ministry before the ark. And what an honor. The literal presence of the Lord is here, and you are chosen to be right there, one of the ministers around the ark. Who is the chosen? Obed-Edom, the Gittite. He's a Gentile, but he's right there, chosen to help lead in worship. And then the name comes up again and again. Verse 37, I believe. So regular worship maintained, it says. So let Asaph and his brothers there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord to minister before the ark regularly as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with his 68 brethren, including Obed-Edom, the son of Jeduthun, and to be gatekeepers. So whatever needed to be done then around the ark and the worship of the temple, Obed-Edom was right here. He was the first one to raise his hand. And who wants to do this? Sir, hello, me. And then you find that as the years pass by, it is his generation. You find in 1 Chronicles 26, 8, I'll give you the reference, that 62 of Obed-Edom's descendants followed his footsteps and ministered before the ark of the Lord. So as we claim, and I want to pray that prophetic prayer in the congruence of our embassy coming up to Jerusalem, as the ark was coming up to, I have a part two that's so much fun that I won't give today. I may do it during the conference. But the glory is coming. Say, the glory is coming. This is the season. This is the prophetic season to open ourselves and declare the blessings of the house of Obed-Edom on my house, on your house. So, hallelujah. How many of you want the blessing of the house of Obed-Edom? That you, not only you, but your children and your grandchildren will have the grace to follow the Lord and be blessed, blessed, blessed. Amen? Stand up. Hallelujah. Remember what Joshua said, as for me and my house, we'll choose to follow the Lord. The ark wants to come to your house. Raise your hands. I declare, Lord, an open invitation for the ark of the Lord to come to me, to my home, to my family. You are welcome, O Lord. Welcome to my home. Welcome to my church. Welcome to my nation. As we bless Jerusalem, the ark is coming. A visitation. As we bless the city of David, I declare the ark is on its way. And his presence, his power comes over my house, over my children. And I say, welcome, Lord. Thank you, Lord. May the ark rest in my home. May his presence and his power be ever present over me, my family, over this nation. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give him a big clap offering. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to welcome our healing team to come up, the prophetic team. Hallelujah. If you find in some ways there has been a specific shadow or something that has tried to hurt you or your house, and you feel like you need to declare, say, I renounce any kind of shadow over me or my house, and I declare the ark is welcome in my house. Or if you need a healing touch, or you need to give your life to Jesus Christ, you need to be filled with the Spirit, or God's telling you to come, be a part of this family, of this church, please, we'll welcome. Come on up as we bless the Lord. What are we going to sing tonight? Making Room for the Glory? Amen. We're going to sing Making Room for the Glory.
I'm making room for the glory. I'm making room.
Yes.
For the glory, I'm making room. For the glory.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.